on May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know you could use a vacation right now, so consider Little Rock for your first trip of 2021. With 6 stops on the U.S. Civil Rights Trail and dozens of Black-owned businesses and restaurants just waiting to serve you, it's the kind of place where Black History Month is celebrated all year long. So if you're big on Black culture, you're going to be big on Little Rock. Plan your visit today at littlerock.com.
Engaged and not sure how to make your wedding happen? Especially now. Join 1 million couples who've planned their weddings with Zola. Zola makes wedding planning easier and less stressful by creating everything couples need all in one place. Wedding vendors, save the dates and invitations, free websites, registry, and more. Zola fast-tracks your search for the right venue, photographer, and more with personalized recommendations based on your style and budget. They have hundreds of beautiful, affordable designs for your save the dates and invitations. Plus, all purchases include free shipping, free matching and envelopes, and free guest addressing. With Zola, you can set up your free wedding websites in minutes and include things like an online RSVP page. You can even host virtual events on it for free. Zola has the most fun and easy registry too. Fill it with gifts, cool experiences, and cash funds. Go to zola.com/grown today and use promo code SAVE50. That's SAVE, S-A-V-E, 50 to get 50% off your save the dates. You can also get free personalized paper samples before you purchase. That's zola.com/grown, promo code SAVE50.
It's a new year, and it's time for new possibilities. And child, do we ever need them? Cricket Wireless can help you make the easy switch to the mobile plan that's right for you, starting at $30 a month. Smile and switch to Cricket. Activation and other fees and restrictions apply. Terms subject to change. See store for details.
Many guys have come to you with a line that wasn't true, and you passed them by, passed them by. Now I'm in center ring, and their lines don't mean a thing. Why don't you let me try, let me try? Now I don't wear a diamond ring. I don't even know a song to sing. All I know is
la 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 means I love you.
Oh, take my hand now. La 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 means I love you.
Oh, a jam.
A jam.
Let me tell you how I love the Delphonics.
We know, girl.
I love the Delphonics. Praise the Lord, niggas.
Happy Mother's Day, sis. How are you?
Oh, why thank you? I'm feeling refreshed. I got a facial.
You got a good Mother's Day?
I did. I ate breakfast and then I got a facial and a massage.
Very nice.
That facial, honey, they used some sort of Egyptian rose something mask, and it was...
I don't know how you feel about rose anything.
Everything I needed. You know how I feel about rose. Off. But the massage... the massage was... it was interesting.
Uh-oh.
It was, I had a little Georgian man who gave me the massage, and he was doing like this. I'm a woman who gets massages, right? That's what I do. This nigga was like, he climbed on my back. He pulled my legs and my arms and was like twisting my body. I was like, bro.
I don't know about
nigga,
that.
I need some deep tissue. Just roll on my back. Like, what are you doing? Mm-mm. This is not relaxing. He was talking to me about his acting career. He was like, yes, I was going to be in a movie with DMX. And I was like, oh, wow. Yeah. I was playing Russian mafia. And I was like, that is, he goes, yes. And then he died. I said, I know all about it. But wow, that's, but here we are on my Mother's Day. Anyway.
This is too much. Sir.
How are you?
Too much talking.
How are you? How was your Mother's Day?
My Mother's Day was cool. I surprised my mom and my grandparents.
We saw!
Yes, indeed. I just got in my car and drove to Tennessee and rang my mother's doorbell. I did not tell her that I was coming or anything. So it was a very nice surprise for her. And
that brought me joy.
It was good to see my parent, man. I mean, I haven't seen my family since 2019. And so it's mm-hmm. been really awesome to just sort of like be in their space. My grandfather was especially excited to see me, which really made me feel good on the inside.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Dita.
Mother's Day. My guy. We love Dita. He's so good. I just was like, wow. I don't know. It's just like, wow. I have been dealing with my own stuff, and it just was like, wow, man. It just feels good to, like, you know, I'm loved. Somebody, at least one person on this earth is excited to see me. And that just made me feel
There's a few, but I get it. I get it. Your mother is somebody, yes. You know, that nobody can replace.
Yes,
so,
yes.
So I saw my dad this weekend for the first time in 2 years too.
Very nice. Very nice.
I did.
How was that?
It was beautiful. It was amazing. I was so happy to see my dad. I love my dad, man. Mm. So I was really, really, really happy to see him. I was like, damn, it's been at least two years since I've seen you. That's
it
crazy.
Be so long, man. I mean, and then I'd never gone that length of time without seeing anybody in my family. So
yeah,
it's really, you know, you take things for granted. But COVID put things in perspective. And so we're just grateful. We're just very grateful.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. We're grateful over here this week and every week on Getting
Grown. For sure.
What else is going on?
Nothing, man. I'm just working. I've been working from my mom's house today. Well, this week I'll be working. And I know for sure that I'm going to have to call her cable provider and upgrade her internet. I already know.
So I'm seeing.
Because I'm just like, what is this buffering and stuttering all the time? Like, I'm just like, we're going to have to get this handled tomorrow. And I'm going to have a heart to heart with her. Like, girl, you clearly selected the cheapest option when it came to wireless. And we're just going to have to do better because this is unacceptable. And I cannot work under these conditions. So what is the difference, girl? I'll pay
every couple seconds I see Kia's lips stop, but I still hear you. So we good.
It's embarrassing. I was on a Zoom meeting today. Like, sorry, guys. My mom's Wi-Fi is raggedy. But we're going to push through it. So, yes. You ready for? Are. What are we getting into first?
Yeah, we got a little trash to get into. Let's do some trash.
All right, let's boogie.
A clean-up woman is a woman who...
So, in the spirit of... Mother's Day mm-hmm. and all that jazz. We're going to keep this pretty short because we want Kia to enjoy as much time with her family as possible, mm-hmm. right? So also, we want to make sure that we wish a happy Mother's Day to everybody who it applies to, whether you are a spiritual mother, a physical mother, somebody who wants to be a mother, somebody who lost their mother, you know, anybody who has a hard time, doesn't have good relationships with their mothers. We just want to send love to every single person. If this is a hard day for you, if this is a day you love, we just want to send love all across the board
for sure.
And acknowledge everyone. But for the trash, So, first and foremost, Earl Simmons. We mentioned DMX earlier. You already know he's just a mainstay, a staple in our lives. His posthumous album, Exodus, is coming out May 28th. It's dropping. So, we're going to get one more album.
Yay.
From Sir Earl.
I'm excited.
I am too. I can't wait to hear
impressed.
It. And then you already know, we have to discuss the Versus.
All right, let's get to it.
All right, because you watched this, yes?
I did not. I was kind of in and out because you know this.
Okay,
was,
all right, fair
this
enough.
The time you know I had just gotten to Tennessee, and I just you know as much as I wanted to just kind of sit and watch the Versus, you know. I was at my grandma's kitchen table, so it wasn't too much. You know, my attention was a little divided. But I did see a little...
Also, you're not going downtown in front of your grandparents.
No. But, you know, it was good to see them. I will say that everybody looked nice.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you know, to be expected. Everyone looked as I expected them to look, right?
Yes. Yes.
And, yeah, I mean...
Shout out to Tamika for her amazing energy.
I mean, full of life, was she not?
Full of life. You know, Lily always has a smile, and Taj is always pleasant.
I mean,
always,
just always like pleasant. A good time. Like, she has ice cold lemonade in her refrigerator at all times.
Literally at the drop
like,
of a dime.
Like, would y'all want something to drink? Yes, Taj, we would enjoy a nice beverage.
Before we talk a little bit, and I think Taj is where you are. I think she's in Tennessee.
Yeah, her husband stay out here.
Yeah, I think she's out in the Tennessee. Before we get into the actual verses, though, I didn't realize. So, you know, self included, we all love Coco, right? We love Coco Shea. We look for Coco Shea. It's pleasant. I love it. But what I did learn in looking for some trash today was that Coco was actually not being stank at the verses at all. She was dealing with a bit of a traumatic experience. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So she was in her hotel room, the trigger warning, the day before the actual battle. And she witnessed a woman get shot outside her hotel room, out on the street 4 times. Yes. And so it just sent her into a panic mm-hmm. attack and really kind of just shifted her whole energy to the point where she almost did not come to the verses, which is completely understandable. So... you know, we wanted to make sure because I was, you know, I was look at Coco's faces. I was here for Coco's faces, but Coco was going through it. She was going through it a little bit. Yeah.
And, you know, given the circumstances, that mean that put her performance at the Versus in perspective for me. I was like, okay, well, Coco
absolutely
showed up and still did what needed to be done.
That's it.
And we love
to see and we want to send love to that lady and her family.
Which is so crazy.
Yeah, that's I don't know the circumstances around it.
Right? Because that's got to be like really hard to see
absolutely.
Something like that.
Absolutely. So we want to make sure we absolutely acknowledge that. But the verses. So what you were able to watch? Give me some. Give me some of your thoughts.
I fully expected for SWV to rule the day, right? You know, and I'm acknowledging my bias.
Sorry, Dustin.
Yeah, Dustin. You know. I tried to warn you, friend, but
right.
I mean, fully acknowledging my bias, you know, as a New Yorker, as someone
absolutely.
Who was raised,
absolutely.
Like, you know, I felt like Coco raised me in many, many respects.
Get it.
Because, like, you know, and honestly, as a church kid, because I feel like most people know, but it might be news to some of you. Coco, at her core, is a choir baby, just like me. And, you know, growing up in New York, it was nothing to see her just out and about at churches and musicals and that kinds of thing. So, you know, it was just something that I knew, you know, I mean, I just know SWV's catalog for me far outweighs that of Escape. And that's no shade to Escape, right? But it's just like...
No, not at all.
It's just like, we got to call things around here. I mean, it was exactly what I expected, you know? We know Coco's going to bring the vocals.
Right.
We know, you know, Taj and Lily are going to serve the whole SWV aesthetic,
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
They were very much giving middle-aged auntie, you know, especially coming down the second half. Absolutely. In their sneakers and what's not. Like, okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to be comfortable in our athleisure and our good Jordans, okay? And our red lips.
I know that's right.
Red lips and big earrings, girl. It was very much like, you know, I just felt at home. I felt at home. I felt one with the girls.
It was giving very me.
I felt right where I needed to be. Like, I could have stepped in for Taj or Lili if I needed to. I could have just stepped right in and just assumed the position. But yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like I'm going to go back. I've made a plan, you know, and I know that I'm on YouTube and everywhere else where the verses is going to be posted. I was going to go back. Actually was saving that for my ride home, you know, just kind of have that in the background. Mm-hmm. But yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, everything that I expected, all of my songs, I mean, whew, it felt like fifth grade. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something. All I wanted to hear was Use Your Mind.
I mean, all of it was so good, but there were some moments. I mean, the Human Nature sample.
Use Your Heart and Not Your Mind, sir.
The Human mm-hmm. Nature. I mean, all of the history, the little tidbits. That's one of my favorite parts of the Versus culture, is that we get to hear a little bit, not a whole lot, because sometimes the girls get to talking and reading in their journals, Brandy, about all of the back. You know, you just want to get to the right. music, girl. Get to the tune.
Or we get a Steve Harvey.
Ugh.
We get a Steve Harvey in a joint. Just leave it. You know, something
it was
like
good
that.
To but see they, Spinderella.
The girls came to... Oh, Spinderella was on Spin. Her... Let me tell you something. First of all, I'm very glad that she's being embraced, seeing as how she's been shaded by her former bandmates.
Bless her. I just was good to see her. I just was like, hey, Spin, girl, what's going on?
She was out here doing her DJ thing. And then, what's his name, DJ A1?
Yes. Yes.
I know he was hot in that leather jacket, but because his energy was high. So, I was like, you're doing a lot of moving in that leather jacket, sir. I know you are steaming up underneath there like a baked potato. But he was doing what needed to be done.
For
he was
sure.
playing the tunes. He was giving us the ATL cuts.
Sure.
It was a really, really good time. You
Escape
know, our group
looked
chat
nice.
Was group chatting.
I was able to check it
when Noah was not occupying my phone to death. I was able to sporadically check in. And let me tell you something. When Shariel texted us and said, Clifford and Tamika are going to jail. I was like,
immediately.
Oh, absolutely. 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 I low-key didn't think she was going to show up.
I wondered. And I felt like, and I hope that I'm not speaking out of turn here, but I felt like she was looking over her shoulder the whole time. I
also felt that same energy.
I felt like she thought the SVU was going to bust in the door at any moment.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I know.
It was just like,
she really
Lord.
Did look. She looked slightly uncomfortable.
She was not able to like sit back in her seat the whole night. But mm-mm. she.
I mean, and that also could be due to the.
That's all right. Let's move forward. Let's move on forward. I hope that everybody enjoyed the Versus. It was definitely one for the history books.
It really
Absolutely.
Was. Candy's vocals and all. We love Candy.
I mean, she looked nice. I wasn't
Candy's
even going to say nothing. I was just going to say she looked very nice. She looked nice in her jumpsuit.
Oh, she looked great. Candy always looks great, except for that rooster hair. Candy always looks great. Candy always has good points. You know what I'm saying? She lives her life. She's very honest about who she is. I have no qualms with Candy. Her production skills, I hope Wanye was somewhere. I tweeted, I was like, I hope him and his thick ass neck feel just the fuck stupid. I hope you feel
Silly.
Just as stupid as you should right
Silly.
Now. He probably doesn't, but I hope he did. And
he was somewhere,
you know, so I like
singing
Candy.
Mama.
Just...
He was singing Mama on Instagram, honey. Said, okay, Wanye, thank you so much.
Shout out to you and your 37
Bless
viewers,
your heart.
Because the Versus was popping. I heard Wendy Williams' husband was somewhere in the background.
Really?
Back there in the backstage. Yeah, I guess he works with Escape or some shit like that, or he's working Ooh. With Tamika's coming out with a cookbook. So I don't know.
The ghetto.
I don't know.
Anyway.
My cousin kept calling Latasha Latocha, and I couldn't. Escape, please stop calling.
Because that's how it's spelled, honey. Because there are rules. There are rules. Okay.
Yes.
And her parents did not follow them, but that's okay.
That's exactly what he said. He was like, let me tell you something. That says Latocha, and that's what she
Period.
Is to me.
And I don't see one problem with what he said, honey, because vowels, there are rules. There are rules.
And I'm just saying. So I enjoyed the Versus. I enjoyed the escape at SWV. And I was all the way here for the SWV. And I don't know what Dustin thought he was talking about.
He put out a whole note. He really tried. And I mean, I applaud his effort. Really.
Let me tell you something. Dustin is the most. That nigga, if he has a point, he is 10 tones down in whatever the fuck that is. It does not matter how wrong.
He stands squarely in it. And I have to respect that. I have to respect it.
You do.
I have to respect it. But I knew that this day would come.
And it came.
And here we are.
And it did what it needed to do.
All right.
And that's it for the trash. That's all we were going to discuss. We just want to talk about the Versus.
Yes. So let us. Okay. We're headed in to the first installment of graduation announcement season. And this is going to be the bulk of the show, ladies and gentlemen, because we have quite a few to get to. We're going to try to stay on top of this. But if you submitted a graduation announcement, honey, now is your time. Here is your moment. Prepare yourselves. Because we're going to get that out of the way. We're going to have a joint shout out and a shout out to my sis and kitchen table segment. We're going to get through the first of these graduation announcements, and we're excited to read them. You ready, sis?
I sure am. Let's get to it.
Let us boogie.
If you're a creator, you need a Storyblocks membership. Storyblocks helps you bring all your stories to life without sacrificing your vision due to time, budget, or resources, which is usually what gives us pause. Tell the best version of your story with affordable subscription plans and tools that scale to meet your needs. Storyblocks' ever-growing library consists of 4K HD footage, After Effects, and Premiere Pro templates, music, images, sound effects, and more. Their unlimited all-access plan gives you unlimited downloads, and assets are royalty-free, so you can use your downloaded content for commercial and personal use. Storyblocks' stock initiative is here to change the landscape of stock media by partnering with creators in underrepresented communities to build collections that represent those communities in an authentic light. Storyblocks' first cohort of filmmakers features the layered experiences of BIPOC and the LGBTQIA+ community. For Pride Month, Storyblocks will be launching Queer Spaces and Faces. This initiative will feature 6 new contributors from the LGBTQIA+ community, each creating a collection of 50 video clips that feature their community authentically and relatably. I find Storyblocks to be absolutely amazing as a content creator. There's so many different things that are offered to you. And like they were talking about earlier with resources and whatnot, it's really hard when you're creating your own zhuzh, right? When you are not getting paid by somebody. So Storyblocks is so clutch for coming up with this sort of program. And I love the inclusion that they have with all of the different programs. Explore their library and subscribe today at storyblocks.com/grown. That's storyblocks.com/grown.
If you felt frustrated with setting goals that you didn't achieve, it might be because you're working toward a fast solution instead of creating sustainable behaviors. Made4 believes it's time to ditch the quick fixes for success and start playing the long game. Made4 is a better way to create new habits that benefit your body and mind. Each month, you receive a kit with a 21-day challenge with one small action to do every day that you will easily integrate into your normal routine. No apps, screens, or devices required. These simple tasks shift your mindset and behaviors slowly over time, so you actually stick to your new habits long term. Made4 uses neuroscience and positive psychology to support positive habits around gratitude, mental clarity, movement, and so much more. Focus on one theme each month to help you achieve your fullest, happiest life over the course of 10 months. It's the wellness program you only need to do once. See results that last a lifetime with Made4. Right now, Made4 is offering our listeners 15% off your order with promo code GROWN. Payment is flexible, and this promotion applies whether you order an intro box or the full program. Go to getmade4.com and take control of your well-being and use promo code GROWN for 15% off. That's getmade4.com, promo code GROWN.
Okay, it's our favorite time of the year, and so In honor of us starting off the graduation announcements, that's what it's going to be for this episode. That's the shout out, and that is the kitchen table. Don't worry, it's not going to be like that all season, but we will be doing our graduation announcements until June. So make sure you get your announcements in every week. Remember, the cutoff for the week is noon on Mondays.
That's
right. Now let's get to it. Our first one says, Dear Getting Grown Podcast, I'm a new listener and have been loving you ladies podcast since August. I wanted to give myself a shout out as I will be graduating this November 21st, 2020. So this is we wanted to make sure that if anything was sent previous, but after the last batch that we got you in. Our semester started early in order to end before Thanksgiving break to avoid the winter surge of COVID cases. Technically, I already graduated because we scheduled graduation walks given the COVID environment. I'm grateful that my university opened and remained open throughout the fall semester because I did not want my last semester of college at home and online. But anyway, oh, okay, I will have attained my Bachelor of Arts in Sociology and 912 Social Studies teacher licensure from the University of North Carolina at Asheville. I plan on starting a full-time job as a college admissions counselor and recruiter in the next month, and I hope to start grad school next year beginning in the summer term. Here are two pictures of me and my team typing fast regalia. Nice. And yes, I did hang up my regalia weeks ahead. Did, yes, I mean, come on, weeks.
No,
and that's from Flo.
Boxes and that kind of folly and foolishness.
Let me tell you something. Flo is out here glowing.
Looking good.
Okay. Looking beautiful. Congratulations, Flo.
Yes, indeed. We are very, very proud of you. The next email begins with hello, Dr. Takiya and Whip Them Pots, Jade.
I love y'all.
He said, I'm a true Getting Grown fan and would love for you two to announce my son's graduation information. Eric Peterson is graduating May the 8th, 2021 with a double major in biology and chemistry from Xavier University while maintaining his spot on the dean's list. He has secured a position with Ochsner Medical Center in New Orleans and is taking a gap year before graduate school. He is also a math teacher at a private learning center. Eric is my second child and the second to graduate from college. His older sister, Kiara, is a graduate of the University of New Orleans. Her grad pick from a few years ago is also included and is attending graduate school at Xavier University of Louisiana. I want to congratulate and cheer them both on. I wasn't always sure that the direction I was leading them in was correct, but with each accomplishment they have, I believe that that was the best way to parent. Jay, you will probably love to know that my daughter Kiara is studying psychology and awaiting marijuana to be legal in Louisiana.
Hey! I love that you are supporting this even more.
She plans to practice counseling while smoking with her patients. She said people who smoke together experience a sort of ease and fellowship that she would love to share and help break the ice with her clients. They are both on missions to be their greatest selves. And she's included both pictures of Kiara and Eric, and both of them look amazing. And Makita, girl, you are my kind of mom. So shout out to you.
Let me tell you something.
Shout out to you and shout out to your awesome, amazing children who are accomplishing great things in the world.
Facts.
Big facts.
Facts. You're doing an amazing job and your kids are beautiful and they are really out here and I live for
Congratulations.
It.
Congratulations.
Keep me posted, Kiara. That's my type of time. Our next says, hello, Chef Jade and Dr. Kia. My name is Golda and I'm graduating from my undergrad this June. I will be receiving a Bachelor of Science degree from McMaster University in Psychology, Neuroscience, and Behavior. I also completed a thesis this year, which I received an A+ in.
Ahead,
okay. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to celebrate our accomplishments. Your devotion to uplifting your community is truly inspiring. I wish y'all the best in all you do. Much love. Best, Golda.
Very nice, Golda.
Congratulations, Golda.
Very, very nice. We're very proud of you. The next announcement reads, hi, big sisters, Kia and Jade. I've been a listener since about 2017, thanks to a friend who got me hip. I then got my sister hip, who today I am celebrating with this graduation shout out. Sydney Alexandria Jackson is graduating or has graduated, depending on when this is being read, on the day of the Lord, May the 14th, 2021 from the University of Las Vegas, Nevada, with her Bachelor of Social Work. This has not been an easy journey, moving across the country, transferring schools halfway through, and dealing with the throes of life and relationships, but you made it. I've watched you grow, evolve, work hard, party hard, question and challenge your preconceptions, and conclude for yourself what your life will be about. You've even started to wield your gifts to help others. The vision you have for developing youth services and fortifying individual social and economic strength is going to be dope. I am forever proud of you and encourage you to continue fighting to be your best and bring forth what God has put in you to bless his broken world. Bless this broken world. Keep your head up because we know you got one more step. MSW coming for you. Thank you, Getting Grown, for consistently celebrating us every year and covering major ground with this podcast. You've stimulated so many deep conversations, boisterous belly laughs, and gotten us through many a work session. God bless you both for this incredible work. Peace and blessings, Lo. Thank you, Lo.
Oh, thank you, Lo, and congratulations. And shout out to your community for being a part of our
Absolutely.
Community.
Absolutely, and we are very, very, very proud of you, Sydney. We join Lo in congratulating you on completing your bachelor's.
Absolutely.
And we're looking forward. We can't wait Absolutely. To read your graduation announcement when you secure the bag on this MSW, girl. So get to work. All right.
Okay. We'll be right here.
We'll be.
Our next one says, hey, Jade and Kia, I love you guys' show and I'm an avid weekly listener. I want to congratulate my oldest sister, Krishna, on her graduation from the University of North Texas with her Bachelor's of Science degree in Applied Arts and Sciences. Of course, getting any degree is a huge accomplishment. However, I am exceptionally proud of her for going back and finishing her degree after more than 10-year hiatus. She's proven that it is never too late in life to pursue, accomplish, and live out your purpose. Her 8-year-old son, Caleb Charles, was her biggest motivator to finish. She wanted to show him the importance of education and always working hard to achieve your dreams. I want to congratulate her. I want to congratulate her on a job well done for finishing in a whole pandemic while also completing virtual learning with her son. I know there were many late nights and early mornings, but she handled it with grace like the queen that she is. Here to getting accepted into your master's program and manifesting you being Dr. Krishna. She is the most amazing sister and friend anyone could ask for. Congrats, Sissy. And that's from Twyla.
We love
it. Congratulations, Krishna. And thank you, Twyla, for writing in.
Thank you so much. All right. Cove writes, hey, cousin. Thank you for your voices. They have been vital during this Panasonic. In April, I completed my second bachelor's degree with a 3.91 GPA. This degree will be conferred 10 years after my first BA in English, where her GPA was 2.53. Sending encouragement to anyone working toward completion and accomplishing their goals, even if it doesn't make sense to the outsiders. What Vito says, you got it. And that's signed Cove or Stephanie Cove. Thank you, Stephanie.
I love it.
Thank you. And we are very proud of you for getting a bachelor's degree number 2, child. Okay, you out here.
Absolutely. You about to be like Dr. Key out here with 75 degrees. I love to see it.
Okay.
Next, we have Angelita. And she says, this announcement is for my sweet, sweet baby girl, Juliana. She's graduating from pre-K Yay. And starting kindergarten in September. She's an upbeat and independent 4-year-old who's been acting like a preteen lately. Oh, girl, yeah. Welcome to the three-nagers. Yeah. She's so witty and will literally light up any room with her personality. Even as her mama, I find inspiration in her and her confidence. She started off UPK with her teacher voicing a concern about her speech. And although they tried to set her up with a speech therapist right at the beginning of the pandemic, she overcame with the help of many Brooklyn Public Library virtual story activity times, Coco Melon, Choo Choo TV, and Miss Monica. She may never hear this, but I am so, so proud of her. She amazes me every day with the knowledge she possesses, and I can't wait to see what kindergarten brings. Aww. Love your very, very, very proud mommy, Angelita. Oh, Juliana.
So precious.
We're so proud of you. We're so proud very of proud. You. And Angelita, shout out to you for being a dope mother, and shout out to Brooklyn Public Library because I too am a part. Okay, thank you so much.
I love to see it. We have another baby girl announcement. This one is from Marquita. She writes, hey ladies, please give a quick shout out to my baby girl, Nyla,
6 years old, graduating from kindergarten at Crown Point Elementary in North Carolina. Mommy loves you, Chunky, and I'm overwhelmed with pride. You are going to be a superstar first grader. She's attached a pic of Nyla, who is just as precious as she wants to be. And we're proud of you too, Nyla. Marquita writes, P.S. I absolutely love y'all and this podcast. She says, Kia, you are as intelligent as you are beautiful. Love you. And Hey Jay, a.k.a. my bestie in my head, also very beautiful. And you're her birthday twin. So happy birthday to y'all.
Hey. Shout out to my 9/11
yes.
babies.
But thank you.
And shout out to Nyla with her precious self.
And precious. Thank you, Marquita. And we're proud of you, Nyla.
Thank you, Marquita. Boots. All right. Next, we say, we got one says, hey, family, the road to, yo, Lord, every time y'all put in one of these big ass images.
It just changes the whole thing, don't it?
How do I fix this? I don't know how to do that.
These pictures be big, okay?
Hey, family, it's just giant. Hey, family, the road to college has reached its final destination. Our firstborn, Kyla Latrice, will be graduating from Renaissance High School located in Detroit, Michigan, and will be attending Clark Atlanta University Fall 2021, majoring in aerospace engineering. Ooh, we're so proud of you, baby girl, and can't wait to see you do amazing things with your brilliant mind. Oops, I went back to the last one because I was scrolling. Black girls rock. Congratulations. Love, mommy and daddy. Proud parents. Aww. And they included a announcement, Kyla's announcement, and a photo. Oh, she's so beautiful. Pretty. She's so pretty. Y'all better do it. Shout out to Kyla and shout out to mom and dad.
Come on, Renaissance High School.
Okay.
Marquesia. Shout out to you for the phonetic spelling, girl. You did that. Hello, my name is Marquesia. Y'all are the young aunties I never knew I needed. I'll be graduating this month with my bachelor's degree in human services. After not doing great in high school, attending 4 different colleges in 6 years, and having a baby at 22, I finally get to say I did it. I've also been accepted into a master's program for mental health counseling, and I never thought I'd be here. Best regards. Marquesia Phillips Gadsden. Thank you, Marquesia. We are proud of you, girl. And of course, you would be here. Come on. You did that.
Yes. Shout out to you, Marquesia.
Very, very nice.
All right. Next, it says, hi, Kia and Jade. My name is... What is wrong with me today? I can't talk.
It's okay.
My name is Shantae, and I've been waiting for the past few years for my chance to send in my graduation announcement. And the time is finally here. I will be graduating on May 9th with my Master of Arts in Clinical Counseling. This has been a long journey and one that isn't done, but I've completed the biggest steps towards becoming a therapist. Next up is licensing and collecting clinical hours, and once that's done, I plan to open my own private practice, specifically focusing on Black people and people of color, as well as gender and sexual minorities. I want to be the safe space that is so hard to find in a therapist. This is all very bittersweet because I lost my sister last year on May 14th. Aww. Our condolences. It was unexpected and truly shook my family. She left behind 2 kids, and it's been heartbreaking watching them grieve. Among other struggles I faced during my time in this program, this has truly been the hardest. I'm here to shout myself out for not quitting when I wanted to give up so badly and drown in my grief. I pushed through and did it because my sister can't, and I wanted to make her proud.
Yes.
At the end of it all, I will also be receiving an award from my program for being the outstanding graduate this year due to my excellent grades. Yes, brag. And my ability to persevere through all the challenges that have come my way during this long 3.5 years. Thank you, ladies, for the awesome and necessary conversations you all have each week. Thank you for being yourselves and allowing us to see your vulnerability. I truly love y'all. With love, Shantae.
Aw, we love you too, Shantae.
Oh, Shantae. We love
yes.
you.
Yes.
We love you. We love you, your family. Love to all of you.
Absolutely. And your sister is proud of you, and so is Jade and Kia.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you for sending your announcement in. The next announcement comes from Malika. Malika writes, good morning, Saints. I would first like to say I love you, ladies, and continue to support you all as you guys are my imaginary hip and relatable aunties.
Hey.
Hip and relatable. I love it. I won't be before you long, but my graduation shout out is for myself. I'm a little late, but I graduated in December of 2020 with my master's in business administration from the University of North Carolina at Pembroke. It was a struggle with life, work, engagement, and the Ponderosa, but God. I've attached a couple of photos of my family and me, specifically my parents, wanted to make sure I told you hello on their behalf, because ever since we all pulled up at the live show in Atlanta, they think y'all are friends. Oh, I remember.
Oh, that hey, was that Dad, the family that you brought so your odd. Brothers yes. too? Let me tell y'all something. The whole familia came out. I mean,
like, that was like, your mama should not be listening to our foolish show. But thank you, girl. We appreciate you.
Or your little brothers. But I love you.
Yes, I do remember Malika. So, hey, and shout out to the family. Good to see y'all again. Okay. She included yes. these pictures of her little blinged out cap and gown. And the family is in the background. Everybody looks amazing. She said her regalia was just a little wrinkled because it was a drive-through graduation. So we will give you an allowance for that. We understand that she was in the car.
Absolutely.
She said, absolutely. Yes, I mean, her regalia creased after the 3-hour road trip. But listen, that's beside the point. The point is that you ironed it. You can't help what happens between, you know, the car and your final destination. All right. But thank you, girl. We're proud of you. Thanks for sending you a graduation shout out. And good to see you again, sis.
Absolutely. Congratulations to you. And shout out to your family. Go, tell your mother hello. Stop hating. next we have... What is wrong with me today?
Just take your time.
Next up says...
Take your time.
Hi, ladies. First of all, I'm so happy to be writing this email. This year during the panorama, yes, I finally completed my... I love all of the names. I finally completed my graduate certificate program to become a state certification 6th through 12th grade teacher... with a focus on English language arts. I started the program 4 years ago when I was 6 months pregnant and my daughter turned 4 7 months ago. So it has been a long and difficult journey, but I'm officially a certified teacher. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
P.S. I'm 2 classes away from getting the full master's and I for sure will be going back, but after a short break, LOL. Thank you for the opportunity to celebrate. And that's from Jasmine. Shout out to you, Jasmine. Congratulations.
This email is also from Jasmine. And it also contains some very large pictures, but it's okay.
A very large picture.
Jasmine writes, hello, Kia and Jay. I would like to say how proud I am of my daughter, Ashley, who is graduating May the 7th from Appalachian State University with her degree in athletic training. She will be attending Indiana State University, where she will be pursuing her doctorate in athletic training. It's crazy that I sent you all her graduation announcement 4 years ago when she was graduating from high school. It included with the picture with her and her friends when I sent the announcement. These 4 years have flown by. Here is my ladybug and all of her greatness. Shout out to you, Ashley. I love to see it. Congrats on completing your bachelor's. We can't wait to read your announcement when you complete your doctorate, girl. Come on.
Okay.
Period.
It's coming.
It is coming. And thanks, Jasmine, for submitting. Congratulations, Ashley.
Absolutely. And Ashley's beautiful also.
Braids busting and oh, go ahead, girl.
Okay. Lashes popping.
I mean, everybody just in place. Come on, 3 Jasmines.
Our next one says,
come on, Jasmine.
Oh, another Jasmine. You're right. Shit.
3 Jasmines in a row.
I love it. We bought a trifecta. My dearest Chef Jade and Dr. Kia, I've been a longtime listener and love every episode. I wanted to shout out 2 graduates this year. First up is my mother, Sharice Bradham, who received her her AS in accounting. Oh, associates in accounting. Yes, I'm beyond proud of her, for this is a degree that has taken the back burner to raising me, caring for her sick mother, and her battling an autoimmune disease herself. She has always been my inspiration and rock. Next up, I want to shout out my damn self. I received my associates in engineering science and will continue to my bachelor's in chemical engineering at Drexel University. Hey, like my mom, this degree has been many years in the making, and usually I don't give myself accolades, but damn it, for once, I'm proud of myself.
Proud too,
that's
sis.
Right. Thank you, ladies, for all that you do and continue to stay safe in this Polly Pocket. Love you both, Jasmine.
Come on, Polly Pocket is a new one. I like that.
That's a new one. That's a new one. I love it.
I'm here for it. Thank you. Thank you, Jasmine.
Shout out to Jasmine and Sharice.
Absolutely. Proud of you both. The next email is from Regine.
Regine.
She She writes, "Hi, Jade and Takiya. I first wanted to thank you for being such an inspiration and adding joy to my life every week. I am so excited writing this email because I have been looking forward to this moment. I'm proud to say that I will be graduating this spring with my Master's of Education in Counseling Psychology from the University of Ottawa. Since the Panasonic is still running rampant in the province of Ontario, Canada, I will not get the chance to physically walk across the stage. However, I count this announcement as a part of my celebration. Next step, becoming a certified registered psychotherapist. God bless you both. Sincerely, Ray." Regine! Thank you, Ray.
Oh, Regine, Ray, you are, shout out to you.
We are proud of you, sis. And I'm so sorry you didn't get a
Absolutely.
Chance.
Absolutely.
To walk the stage. But listen, we're going to have a time, okay? We still going to have a time when we can, when it's safe to do so.
That's it. I think at the very end of the graduation announcements, I'm going to have Ty play walk just so that, you know, you guys can do it.
Okay. Yeah, how God, how did you can talk?
Okay, sorry. Next up. Next up says, "Hey, Dr. Kia and Chef Jade, my name is Monet, no exchange, yes. And I want to thank you for this platform. I have learned many a timely lessons from you both that I might not have otherwise received without coming down to the kitchen table. The balance you strike with the show gives me everything I need on a weekly basis. Shout out to you, Monet. During this pandemic, I have been blessed with that my health has not faltered and I've had everything that I've needed. Yes, I've been able to handle my responsibilities virtually, and I was afforded more time to devote to my craft as a photographer. At this time of the year, I'm feeling a lot of hurt for people who have pushed through and completed their academic pursuits in a whole panorama and aren't even able to have their accomplishments celebrated. I'm connected to students of all levels through my full-time job as a school-based therapist, and many of them are extremely saddened that they won't get to enjoy the end-of-the-year celebrations in the ways that they have traditionally happened. Many folks are beginning to spend time with family again, but traditional graduations aren't happening for many. I'd like to celebrate these amazing students and their efforts by offering safe, socially distanced graduation photo shoots on Fridays throughout May and June and even beyond if necessary. This is open for all ages and education levels from pre-K to PhD, trade school licensing certifications, whatever folks are accomplishing and wishing to celebrate. I'm based in the DMV area, but willing to travel short distances on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. Those interested can contact me for availability and pricing through the email and Instagram and Facebook if we must. I can be found on the socials by searching M. Hinton Photography. Thank you so much again for this platform. Y'all are literally out here changing lives. Peace and blessings." Aww. So even though that's not a graduation announcement, we wanted to shout out Monet and make sure we put that out there for all of our graduates who may want to take advantage of the opportunity. So
For sure. Shout
out to Monet. Again, that's M. Hinton Photography, H-I-N-T-O-N.
For sure. The next announcement reads, "Hello, ladies. Love you, Jade. Love you, Kia. Keep doing what you're doing. My little brother, Justin Sidell Brody, is graduating Winston-Salem State University, majoring in recreational therapy. He has dreams to work with professional athletes and has landed a position with the Charlotte Hornets. I'm very proud of
you.
Yeah, very nice. He says, I'm very proud of you. Love, Cedric. Aw, thank you, big brother Cedric. And congratulations to little brother Justin. Come on, Charlotte Hornets. Do your thing.
Congratulations, Justin Sidell Brody. Better be out here. And thank you, Cedric. Our next announcement reads, "Hi, Jade, soul twin in my head." I love it. "And Kia, the church friend who prays for my woo-woo ass all the time." What? Oh, we are community. I love your show, The Long Way. You are truly my tribe, and thank you for telling the hard truths of the worst hood ever. I'm emailing to celebrate my baby girl who will be graduating from high school next week. She has stood out from the rest by entering her freshman year with volunteer work, with helping her old preschool raise money for scholarships that go towards families in need. Sophomore year with a marketing internship and her junior year with a photography videography internship with some wonderful artists in Chicago. Already having worked with talents featured in Vogue and on the set of music videos as an assistant. Needless to say, I am proud of her. She's looking to attend MIAD for nature photography after a gap year from Webster Groves High School and wants to work with Missouri Botanical Gardens as part of their marketing, just in the photography part. and or freelance on her own. In addition to all of that, she has her own small online vintage resale and custom painted jeans business on Depop. And we'll put the link in the description box where she carries mostly plus size items. She is more than I could ever dream of, better than I will ever be, and cute as a button. I want her to know that I'm always and forever proud of her and glad to call her my angel bunny bear. Congratulations, Zoe Reese, class of 2021, the last statesman. And that's from Ronnie Reese. Ronnie Reese says, thank you, Queens.
Yes, Ronnie.
You better, Ronnie, you are a mom. Do you hear me? And Zoe, shout out to you and all, like, you're a Jamaican already. I love it. I love everything about it. You're just like me.
Oh. Listen, okay. We love to see it. The next email comes from Ibuku. And listen, she wrote a book and sent us pictures and video and music selections. Listen, she even sent snippets of her thesis. I mean, because the receipts just keep on coming. Unfortunately, we won't be able to read this whole thing, but I'll try to kind of truncate it for the purpose of the show. Either way, girl, you know we are proud of you. She writes, Dear Chef Jade and Dr. Kia, please bear with me. This is the abridged version of my testimony, and it's still very long. I know you probably can't read it all on air. Can't, but I still wanted to share it with you. She said, I started listening to y'all right after I dropped out of grad school, and I listened to every single grad announcement since in anticipation of the day when it would finally be my turn. Well, today is that day.
It's your turn.
It. On May 5th, which was also her 27th birthday, Ibukun also graduated, and those close to me know the ordeal I've been through to reach this milestone, but a struggle win is still a win, and it's a new masters of music and voice performance out here, so the world better act accordingly. She shares,
I know that's right.
She shares some details of her struggle with ADHD and depression, and you know how she faced experiences of racism and racist professors who said rap music isn't art and did all kinds of crazy things. She also gives amazing shout outs to her graduate advisor and some of her peers and classmates who will also, you know, were support to her and
her mother, her sister,
all of these people. And she's included pictures and video clips and some snippets of her thesis. Ibuku, we are so excited and proud of you for persisting through and earning your degree despite all of the challenges that you faced, girl. You did this. And this graduation picture with your bottoms, with your goals at the bottom, girl.
Let me tell you something. Everything. Do you hear me?
Okay, you did that. Congratulations to you, boo.
Did. Congratulations, boo. You did that. And thank you also. After you graduated, you put together an entire PowerPoint presentation just for getting grown. Applaud it.
Go off, okay? Go completely off.
Go off. Our next announcement reads, Praise the Lord, niggas. Thanks for the blessing that is this podcast. Aww. I struggled with debilitating anxiety in the last leg of my master's degree. Listening to the graduation announcements helped to motivate me because I tell myself that one day Chef Jade and Dr. Kia would be calling my name.
Period.
So without further ado, shout out to me, yes, Anna, for earning my Master of Philosophy in Chemistry from the University of the West Indies, Jamaica.
Hey.
Boop, boop, boop. A massive big up to my best friend and amazing soul sister, Mia, for completing her Master's of Art and History from the University of Massachusetts. She did it so gracefully in the middle of a panacea, and I'm beyond proud of her. Thanks for all the work you ladies do with this podcast. Much love, Anna. Anna, shout out to you. Congratulations, boo. And shout out to your best friend, Mia, as well.
We love to see it.
We do.
Congratulations, Anna. Dr. Sierra Bailey writes, Hey, Jade and Kia, sending you both much love from a day one supporter. You both keep me laughing and make adulting a bit easier with each episode. I would like to shout myself out as I will be graduating from Virginia Commonwealth University School of Pharmacy on May 14th with my doctorate of pharmacy degree. When I tell you I only made it through these last 4 years by the grace of God, she says, shouts and screams to the heavens. Can't wait to fill out the prefix section on forms and drop that doctor title eloquently. I missed out on the graduation shout out train 4 years ago in 2017 when I graduated from VCU with my bachelor's degree in biology with a chemistry minor. So happy you all continue to do this segment each graduation season, and I was able to join the party this go around for this monumental moment in my life. Thanks again for creating this space. Warm regards, Dr. Sierra Bailey, PharmD.
PharmD.
Go off, sis.
You better do it, Dr. Bailey. Our next announcement reads, "Hi, Dr. Kia and Auntie Jade. I would like to send a graduation shout out to my two amazing line sisters and my college advisor, Erica Marie Williams, is my beloved line sister, and she has weathered so many storms throughout her graduate journey. I just want to publicly acknowledge her for achieving this milestone. You are a true badass sister. Erica will be graduating May 16th, 2021 with a Master of Business Administration and Urban Innovation from the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. I'd also like to acknowledge my other amazing line sister, Alexandra May. She has earned a Master's of Science in Nursing, Leadership in Health Systems Management, and is currently a registered nurse. She's also managed the care and stabilization of her wonderful mother, all the while maintaining her above average GPA. I'm so proud of the woman you are blossoming into. Keep evolving and keep God first. He got his hands on life. Last, okay, but certainly not least, to Dr. Jeanette Snyder, you have made an impact on my life in so many ways as my former college advisor. You do?
I do.
Oh, look at this world. You have always been an amazing voice of reason, a place of solace, and an unconditional supporter throughout my undergrad studies. Yes, I follow you on Instagram and saw that you have received your PhD recently, and I am so proud of you. You have been an inspiration. You are the epitome of true Black girl magic, and I'm forever grateful for your impact on my life. Your former undergrad student, Bria Chris." So that is from Bria.
Love it.
So shout out to Bria, shout out to Alexandra May, and shout out to Erica Marie Williams.
We love to see it. Shout out to Dr. Snyder. Dr. Snyder graduated from my program.
And Dr. Snyder.
Yes, she graduated from my program at the University of Maryland last year during the panorama. Yes, we were glad. I listened in on her defense. It was an amazing defense. Shout out to you, Jeanette, girl. Okay, the next one reads, "Praise the Lord, niggas. Thank you, ladies, for the positive presence and constant uplift for the community. I have waited for this day. Cousins, we made it. As if being an elementary school teacher in the mask mayhem of the panorama wasn't enough, my mom and I completed educational leadership coursework as well as wrote and defended dissertations. My mom, Dr. Alfreda Dedeau, and I graduated from William Carey University on May 8th as doctors of education. We proofread, prayed, and persisted together. Being hooded and graduating with my mama was a mountaintop experience. Thank you all for doing this, and shout out to all of the 2021 graduates, Dr. Shara Conway, and her mom also sent a picture of both she and her mom, Dr. Alfreda Dedeau and Dr. Shara Conway. I mean, what beats that? How you and your mama get doctorates at the same time?
Something.
That's dope, honey.
Okay, that is wild. And mom, let me tell you something. Mother is out here. Dr. Dedeau has a embellished T-strap.
Purse, okay?
That
in
is.
Pump.
I'm not even going to say what I was about to say because I'm gonna put respect on her
please
name.
Please do that. Please respect Dr. Dedeau. Please, thank you.
I'll say it nice. She's stomping on you, hoes. There, that's a nicer way of saying
next.
What I was going to say.
Foot on next.
Thank you. But shout out to both of you all. Like, what kind of monumental shit? We've never had this before. This is a first here at Getting Grown.
Burr, I know. Burr, burr, burr. A mother-daughter doctoral team. I stand.
I love it. I love it. Our next announcement reads, "Hi, cousins Jade and Kia. Disclaimer, please forgive my typos. I have these bad bitch nails, and I haven't quite mastered typing with them flawlessly."
Bless your heart. Bless your heart right now.
Wow. Gang, gang. "My name is Tiana, and I've been listening to Get Grown since the beginning. I've been waiting years for this moment. Today, May 9th, 2021, I graduated with a Master of Science in Applied Mathematics from the illustrious North Carolina Agricultural... North Carolina A&T. Yes. Almost 2 years ago, I left my place of work, the only thing I had lived and breathed for 4 years and across the country. It was beyond tough at first, but I managed, from dealing with professors who lacked couth and compassion to managing to apply to PhD programs and earning a 4.0 in the middle of a Pondy replay. It's been a lot, to say the least.
come, Mr. DJ, some Pondy.
I'm grateful to all my loved ones who kept me lifted, especially my mama and my granny, because I know their prayers made one heck of a difference.
Oh, yes.
Now that the excitement of passing my master's defense and graduation has worn off, I can focus on the next journey. I'm excited to be returning home to St. Louis this summer, where I will be pursuing a PhD in mathematics at Washington University. Thank you both for inspiring me to be my whole Black self all day, every day. I've also included pictures for your enjoyment. No wrinkled regalia around these ways. And that's from Tiana. Shout out to you, Tiana. Oh, yes, you are out here. Yes, pantsuit.
Come on, pantsuit.
Do it. Okay, pose on the stairs.
Good pantsuit.
You got your whole titties out. Rap squat in your regalia. I'm living
for it.
We
live. We stand.
Shout out to Tiana.
Yes, indeed. Tiffany writes, hey, cousins, praise the Lord, niggas. This is literally my favorite time of year. Hearing everybody's accomplishments makes me so excited.
This one
is for one of my oldest best friends, Deborah Mangy, who's graduating with her Master's of Business Administration from Liberty University on May the 15th, 2021. After getting over a real quick beef in eighth grade, Deborah and I have been best friends ever since. I could give y'all a whole rundown of our friendships because, whew, child, we have some stories. I can't quite put into words the amount of love and support I have for my bestie, but just know you inspire me to be authentically myself every day and not settle for less than I deserve. I love you and can't wait to see what you accomplish next. Love, Tiffany. Thank you, Tiffany, for writing.
Shout out to you all.
Yes. Thank you, Tiffany, for writing. And congratulations, Deborah, on this MBA. Go off.
Facts. Yes. Congrats, Deb. All right. Our very last one.
All right.
Is from a friend of the
very
show.
Close friend of the show.
Dr. Felicia Commodore.
Definitely.
Okay. We love us some hey, Felicia. Fee. And Felicia writes in. Hi, Jade and Kia. I hope you all are well and happy belated Mother's Day to you, Jade. Thank you, Felicia. Love to you, boo. Just wanted to drop a few graduation announcements real quickly. I wanted to first send a congratulations to Dr. Felicia Blow and Dr. Dana Stilley, who both received their PhDs in community college leadership. Is it Stiley or Stilley?
I don't know. I think Stilley. It's fine.
Okay. Oh, okay, great. Received their PhDs in community college leadership from Old Dominion University. I had the pleasure of chairing Dr. Blow's dissertation, which won the program's Dissertation of the Year Award.
Burr, 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 burr.
I also want to shout out Dr. Ashley Gray, who earned her PhD in higher education leadership and policy studies from Howard University.
Nice.
Dr. Angela C. Johnson, who earned her PhD in higher education administration from the University of Alabama. And Dr. Megan Covington, who earned her PhD in higher education from the University of Indiana, Bloomington. I have watched these three grow into amazing scholars, and I can't wait to see the bright future that awaits them. I want to thank them for the honor of being a part of this process in one way or another, of being a part of their processes in one way or the other. I am super proud of all these women and celebrate their brilliance, determination, and perseverance. They have been more of an inspiration to me than I think they'll ever know. Congratulations to them and all the graduates of 2021.
Burr, 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 burr.
And that is from our beloved Dr. Felicia Commodore. And that completes this week's graduation announcements and the first installment of Graduation Announcements 2021.
Yes, we're so excited and had an awesome time reading and learning about all of your major accomplishments and celebrating with you and your families. Please continue to submit your graduation announcements while there is still time. As Jay said earlier, we will be reading these for the rest of the month. So we have four weeks, I think, from this point to submit. And then we'll be closing the door on this stage of the graduation announcement, graduation announcements on Getting Grown. And we want to get you in while there's still time. So make sure that you're sending your announcements to gettinggrownpodcast@gmail.com so that we can celebrate with you.
All right.
Y'all ready to boogie?
Let's boogie onto this honesty box.
Let's get it. Let me see you walk, 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 walk.
Ana Luisa was founded to bring clarity to the jewelry industry. They design timeless quality pieces with a more beautiful story from beginning to end, starting with recycled materials whenever possible, transparent business practices always, and small batches that are kind to the earth. Ana Luisa, that's A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A, makes long-lasting everyday pieces crafted with care from the best noble metals. Their quality is so exceptional, they even offer a 365-day warranty. Okay, who else does that? Their pieces are not only chic and high quality, they're priced fairly, with jewelry starting at $39 plus an additional $10 off with the code GROWN. To eliminate excessive waste, new jewelry collections are released every Friday in limited batches, and 100% of the carbon emissions related to the product's life cycle are offset. So I got some of the cutest pieces from Ana Luisa. I got some really small gold hoops that are really great everyday hoops that, you know, don't get in my way when I'm moving around. I also got some really fun, they're almost like Mexican tile inspired, blue and white earrings with a gold piece to them as well, which I'm going to be able to funk up and make really fun. They just have really dope pieces. Make sure you all go and check them out. And Kia layered some gold necklaces from Ana Luisa in some photos. And let me tell you something. Stunning! Ana Luisa is a great brand making beautiful, sustainable jewelry. Treat yourself or get a gift for your loved ones at analuisa.com/grown and use the code GROWN to get 10% off. That's analuisa.com/grown, code GROWN.
Planned Parenthood asked me to show someone how I see them, like really see them. So this ad is dedicated to none other than my sister Jade.
Oh.
I see you, Jade, as one of the most loyal people I know. I see the way you care and the way that you, like, you are so loyal to me. Like, you will get in my struggle with me and help me through it. I see that you are so honest and you are so patient and you are just one of the most loving, generous people I've ever had the opportunity to know. And I see you this way despite, you know, all, like, people just be out here thinking that you'd be silly and all this other stuff. But like, Jade, yo, I feel very, very fortunate and lucky to know this side of you.
Oh, sister. I don't know how to take compliments. I'm so sorry. But that's beautiful because I really do feel that way about you.
Oh, I love you.
Oh, that just really made my heart warm. Well, Planned Parenthood sees you, truly sees you, not just as patients, but as people deserving of understanding and compassionate quality health care and education.
And they understand the importance of having access to that care so you can define exactly where you're going. Visit beseen.org to learn more about how Planned Parenthood is here to see you become who you will be. That's beseen.org.
Oh, that was so sweet. Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Honestly, sweet. Truly.
All right, let's dig into this honesty box. And she writes, "Hi, Jade and Kia. You can call me Rhonda," which I am. The timing of this is too perfect. "First off, I wanted to say thanks for all that you do. I look forward to listening to your podcast every single week. Your show has been especially comforting to me during the panorama when getting together with friends has either been impossible or hard to do. I really do feel like a part of your kitchen table, and you are." Okay, on to my dilemma. I am a first-time mom to a beautiful boy who just turned one years old this past month. When I was pregnant, one of my best friends, we'll call her Bethany, was mine and my partner's first choice to make our son's godmother. I actually didn't know much about what a godparent was or really did at the time, so I didn't think much of it. I even casually called her the godmother during one of our conversations, but she either missed it or ignored it. But knowing her, she just missed me saying it. After talking with my aunt, I learned more about the actual responsibilities of a godparent, and then searching the internet, I learned that you're supposed to ask the person, not just appoint them without consent. I started to become hesitant about making my friend Bethany the godmother because she's married, and although I think her husband is great, I wouldn't want to ask him to be my son's godfather. We just aren't that close. I also know that Bethany and her husband do plan to have children of their own someday, and I wouldn't want to burden them with an extra godchild. Bethany and her husband have their own best friends who happen to be pregnant at the same time I was. Anyway, after their friend's child was born, I learned that both Bethany and her husband were the godparents to their child. This confirmed my hesitation around asking Bethany to be my son's godmother because I did feel strange leaving her husband out as a godfather. Technically, he doesn't have to be. It just feels weird to me not to ask him to. But Bethany takes being godmother to their child very seriously and always makes it a point to call him godson every chance she gets on social media and in conversation. I don't even remember his name because she calls him godson so much. Moving on, I have another best friend. We'll call her Carla. Point blank period, Carla is amazing and I want her to be my son's godmother, no doubt about it. She's very involved in his life, even though she lives in another state. She makes sure to visit when she comes home and even came to his first birthday party, which wasn't very extravagant given COVID, but she didn't want to miss it for the world. She always mails him gifts, books, clothes, or just anything he needs. She has an album of him in her phone and posts him to her Instagram stories more than I do. She shows up in my son's life in so many ways, and it does not go unnoticed. She's also in a relationship with a woman, and even though I've known this woman for less time than I've known Bethany's husband, I wouldn't feel weird about her being godmother along with Carla if it ever came down to it. My issue is I feel bad about preferring Carla to be the godmother over Bethany, and like Bethany, I'm certain Carla will start referring to my son as her godson on social media as well, which Bethany will see because they are mutuals. Bethany and I have been friends since middle school, and Carla and I have been friends since high school. We're all from the same hometown as well. Carla and I went to college together and lived together for 4 out of our 5 years there, which ultimately led to us being best friends. Bethany, her husband, and their friends also went to college together, which is where they all became best friends. I think if I made Carla godmother and not Bethany, that might hurt Bethany. This might hurt Bethany by doing this. Bethany also hosted my baby shower with my cousin. She did arrive early and decorated my son's party too, so she definitely does things for him just in a different way, especially because of COVID. So my question is, do I ask both of them to be my son's godmother, mostly so no one is hurt, or do I only ask Carla? How many godchildren should a person have from different parents, or do I just continue on without godparents at all, and maybe I'm overthinking this whole thing? Your help is greatly appreciated, and I hope this email is too long. Signed, a very confused Rhonda.
Oh, Rhonda girl. Well, I'll start, but I'll defer to the real parent on the line, okay? But I will say that selecting a godparent for your child is not something that you should do in any sort of duress. Like, it sounds like you're stressed out about this and you're just trying to move forward right. In a way that's going to appease all parties involved. And I just feel like at the end of the day, this is something... It's an important decision, but it's also a personal decision. And I think as a parent, you have a right to do what you want to do, whatever that is. I think there's, as you've laid it out, I think there is a viable argument for, you know, asking both of these women to be a godmother. I feel like there's also a viable argument for making, I guess, Carla the godmother. And either way you move forward, I think you'd be best served by having a conversation with Bethany and sort of just being straight up. Like, this is what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. I just want to see where you at. And I mean, just be honest. Like, you know, I would feel comfortable about you, you know, but I wasn't really sure how that would play out because I'm not as close to your husband. And I'm just kind of, I think if you explain it to Bethany, like you explained it to me and Jade, you know, I think it's something that y'all could work through. Since these are close friendships and relationships that you've acknowledged, I think you should choose, choosing godparents. You know, this is somebody who's going to be connected to your child for your child's life, or at least during their formative years in, a pretty significant way. And so it is something that you, I just don't feel like you should make any sort of decision, you know, worried about how either Bethany or Carla would feel about it. Rather, I would find a way to sit down and just say what it is. Like, you know, I just think I'm just in a season and I'm really hoping that this is like, you know, I'm working toward this being my perspective for the rest of my life. But I just feel like we ought to tell the people that we love the truth. I think we ought to just, I don't think there should be, you know, we have done a lot. I think a lot of damage has been done around, you know, sort of tiptoeing around things and just being afraid to have the hard conversations. But really, all relationships are based on hard conversation, and they're strengthened by having hard conversations and just being transparent. So mm-hmm. I think if you lay it out for these women, just like you laid it out for Jade and I, you know, you'll have what you need in order to make the decision that you need to make for you and your family.
I fully agree with what Kia said. It's not something you should take lightly. You know, like this is somebody who would ultimately take care of your child if something happened to you, right? So, you know, it sounds like you have a really good relationship with both women. You also don't have to, I've seen many people make one person in a couple a godparent.
Yeah.
That's just been what it is. So totally. I don't think that's really a factor whatsoever in either person's relationship. But I agree with Kia. Have a conversation. You know, it sounds like you're leaning towards your friend Carla. And I think your friend Bethany, like, you all are all friends, right? This is somebody who loves you, who's going to be there for your child in whatever way, you know, that they can show up and will, and the way that they love you. And it will all work out the way that it needs to. But I don't think you need to stress about it the way that you are.
Yeah.
Just take some time, have some honest conversations. And then you haven't signed no paperwork yet either. You know what I'm saying? When you start working out beneficiaries and, you know, wills and all kinds of things like that, when you set up all that, then, you know, you'll have your conversations, you'll have your stuff there. But I don't think it's something that you really need to stress your life over. I don't think they would be stressed about it either.
Absolutely. Yes, child. Now
I hope that's helpful.
Yes, now's the time you ought to be worried about having a healthy delivery of your child. Don't allow yourself to be.
Oh, no, her child's one.
Oh, yeah, she did say that. Right. You should be worried about mm-hmm. taking care of your child. Right. Don't let this stuff stress your child. Don't be stressed by this. This is just something that we can get through. You know what I'm saying? Like, be stressed mm-hmm. when there's no fix. This is just a conversation and you can have that.
That's all it is. That's all it is. So, Rhonda, keep us posted. Let us know when you make a firm decision. And I hope that that's helpful.
Absolutely.
Continue to send your honesty box questions to gettinggrownpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll jump into this Black person self-care real quick.
Let's do it.
I deserve
All right. My Black woman self-care this week is very straightforward and to the point. I am spending some very necessary, much needed time with my family. I'm very grateful to be sitting in my mama's house right now. No, she does not know that I'm recording. Please do not ask me. I do not plan to tell her. But yes, that's my Black woman self-care. And I'm very excited about it. Period. What's yours, sis? What's going on?
That is so funny to me. When I tell you that is the funniest running joke, that this is a 4-year-old show that your mother has no clue.
No.
I know.
I mean,
let's
and
get
the
to
show
it.
About
okay.
to be a 4-year kindergartner. The show about to be 5 years old, and Rhonda's going clueless. And I would like it to stay that way.
Okay.
Period.
I'm gonna change the show to I didn't know I was pregnant. but my Black woman self-care this week is I am taking my braids out while we're recording. This has
yes,
been multitasking
she is.
At its finest.
I mean, Black. I mean, it is so Black and beautiful, and I just love to see it. Because what are we doing if we're...
And the actual self-care is, you know, we all get those knots and those tangles that just give us pause and vex us. And so I found this pre-poo. A friend of mine gave me the recipe and I put it together. It is aloe vera gel and olive oil. And I have it here in a squeeze bottle. And when I tell you all, my tangles, they're just slipping.
Melting away.
I'm not having all that breakage. Like, this is the best thing in the world before I actually, you know, this is like setting my hair up before I have to actually wash it and all of that. And I'm just so excited I don't have to go back and go through these little knots. So that is my Black woman self-care. This pre-poo is a game changer, nigga. And that's it. That's our black woman self-care this week.
I love to see it.
Shall we move along to these petty peeves?
I think we should.
And I want to be very responsible of the things I say to my sister. Because everybody know I can be real petty. P-E to the T-T-Y, honey.
All right. My petty peeve is very, very brief. You know, I've traveled into the South, into the very red state that is Tennessee. Mm. And my petty peeve is that these people are not wearing masks out here. I mean, just so many bare breathing faces into the air. And I am just disgusted. Okay. Walking around out here in full PPE because these people are playing games and I don't know what's happening. But listen, Listen, okay? I mean, it's not as bad. Like, I went to Target, and most of the people in the Target had a mask on. But, you know, just sort of like you see people at the gas station, and, you know, it's just very much like, you know, I don't know. It's just like, how are we ever going to get on the other side of this thing if you people are just out here with your raw open faces? But listen.
Your raw open faces.
But yes, that's my petty peeve, man. I just wish that we would all just kind of get on one accord about really getting on the other side of the Polly Pocket. Like, can't we just get through it?
These people are selfish and disgusting, and I've just learned that. I heard a lady complaining, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and co-opt your petty peeve as well and just add this woman who I heard. Where was I walking into? I might have been picking up some food or something. And I heard a lady who was standing online outside of a store complaining to the other people who were standing on the line. She's like, I can't believe we still have to do this standing on the line business. Mind you, the store was this big. So she's like, it's so ridiculous. Everybody's masked up outside with standing on this line, and this bitch got her whole mask down complaining to everybody on the line about how she got to wait on the line to get in the store. And I just couldn't even help myself as I walked past her. I was like, you sound so fucking stupid, and just went on about my business. But what are you doing? You're complaining because they're trying to keep people safe and you got to wait on a line outside? Like, it's such an inconvenience for you, Tabitha?
Tabitha? Ugh. Where else you gotta be, sis?
Valerie? Period. She could be Valerie. Let's call her Valerie. Mm. So, that will also be my petty peeve.
Petty peeve is that COVID is still a thing and we're sick of it. But yes, that concludes this week's episode of Getting Grown. We are just... It's elated that you all continue to join us week after week around the kitchen table.
Okay.
We appreciate you. And we are working on some things, honey, so that we can kind of all get together and have a celebration, because we just want to love on y'all the way that y'all love on us. So stay tuned for the latest. All right. But in the meantime and in between time, tell the people what to do, sis.
Drink your smart water.
Indeed.
Or what does the hood love? Essentia.
Essentia.
Because you don't want to be, you know, all dry inside your parts. Mm-hmm. Moisturize your outer parts, because you're going to be out here like, who was that? Who was Ashy? LaShawn Beyond? No, it was one of the other ones. But whatever. Lotion up them knees, them knuckles, them the little bone on your ankles, all of that good stuff. And mind your business.
Your very own business.
Why, sister?
Because your black will crack if it's in my business, period. And it will also crack if it is non-moisturized. AKA dry.
I know that's right.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
There's a moment you realize you're ready for what's next in your career. Maybe it's when you're trying a new scone recipe and think, I could open a cafe. Or maybe you're helping a coworker and say, I could teach a course on this. Whatever your moment is, it's never too early to plan for a career that lives longer. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. For skills training, resume tips, and job listings, visit aarp.org/work.